We are now on agenda item number 11, which is PR 2021-05296 and application SD 2024-0016, preliminary and final plat. It is SBS Construction and Engineering, agent for Donahue Family Trust, requesting the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of tracts SA1 and SA2, Mueller Industrial Subdivision, zoned NRGM, located at 600 Candelaria Road Northeast between Edith and I-25, containing approximately 5.2438 acres. Property owner is Donahue Family Trust, and this is a replat of property to include a gate and small island into a proposed Tract 2A-1A Miller Industrial Subdivision. Who is representing SBS Construction today?
Mr. Campbell, this is Sean Biozor with SBS Construction and Engineering. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Mr. Biozor.
Somehow I cannot get my video to come on. Sorry.
All right. That's too bad. But if you would please give me your address, and then I have a question.
Sure. Sean Biozor with SBS Construction Engineering, 7632 William Moyers, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87122.
And Mr. Biozor, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Please proceed with a very brief description of this application. There you are. Now we see you.
Oh, yeah, it came up. This property was replatted in 2015, and they built, building on the one of the tracks. There's prospective buyer, and there's a gate and a little island at the entrance that encroaches in track 2A2 to the east. So the buyers would like to incorporate that into this track 2A1. So there won't be any further problem in future if the track 2A2 sold. So that's where basically we are requesting to include that little notch at the entrance to track 2A1.
It's a very small notch from what I could tell. Is that right?
Yes, very, very small notch. Yes, correct.
Okay. Are there members of the public who are here to speak on this issue? Seeing none, we'll move to members of the development facilitation team, beginning with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Now to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no objections.
All right. Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan. Item number 11, Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan. All right, we'll skip and go to hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. Going to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Let's see, Candelaria is a community principal arterial and requires 6-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. It also has a required minimum right of way of 96 feet. The existing sidewalk is adequate, but the buffer is short. You may request a determination on the landscape buffer, as there is an existing landscaping behind the sidewalk. For the right of way, dedication will be required, or you may request a waiver with a justification letter. Also, there are proposed buffered bike lanes along Candelaria. Please provide a diagram with dimensions to show whether the proposed bike lanes can be added to existing right-of-way or right-of-way dedication may be required.
Okay, Mr. Armijo, but as far as you're concerned, there has not been a request for a determination to address the inadequate width of the landscape buffer. Is that right?
That is correct. I did not see any request for determination or for a waiver to right of way.
Mr. Biazar, Sean Biazar, could you address that? Is that a request that...
Mr. Hearing Officer, I just got the comments 2 days ago. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't had time to really request that.
Okay.
We did basically get the sheet signed for this, but I wasn't sure if it was needed all that stuff or not. So I wasn't aware of it. Sorry.
Right. Okay. And it's my understanding, Mr. Biazar, that the right-of-way is a determination, you know, the requesting a variance on the right-of-way would be a determination and not a waiver. But with respect to the width, I believe Mr. Armijo was saying the landscape buffer is inadequate, but that also needs to be justified. So let me, without further ado, let me move to planning on this. Who will speak for planning on this case?
This is Robert Webb of planning.
Okay, Mr. Webb, please proceed.
Just had a couple items to clarify. We wanted to make sure that access and circulation are not being affected with the lot line adjustment and with any type of dimensional standard with the existing development is not affected or any type of encroachment created.
So that's the same issue raised by Mr. Armijo, it sounds like. Is that correct?
No, I just wanted to make sure it didn't appear to affect like the dimensional standard of the existing building, but just wanted to make sure there was no encroachment or anything that was affected with that lot line adjustment, and the same with the access to the new driveway.
Mr. Biazar, can you
hearing officer?
That?
Yeah, there is no effect of there is no effect on any of that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and then there's just a few conditions that are standard conditions that I'll add to the chats. Project and application numbers being added to the plat before final sign-off. A copy of the AGIS DXF approval once the plat is approved. The DHO approval recorded on the plat. And then afterwards, we'll need a recorded copy sent to Jay Rodenbeck's office. And it'll once approved, it'll need to be recorded within the 3 month time period. I'll add just the three comments to the chat now.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Webb. All right. Are there other comments, questions from the DFT? There were no public individuals speaking on behalf of this. In this matter, the DHO is going to ask that this matter, or is going to defer this matter for 2 weeks so that we can address and justify the width issues that have been identified here, particularly transportation. It sounds like needs to be addressed. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hand is up.
Yeah, Rodenbeck, just FYI, the next DHO meeting will be February
28th.
28th, yes.
Okay. All right, so this matter is deferred to February 28th so that the applicant can address and justify the width issues that he only learned about when he got the comments yesterday. So this matter is concluded with a deferral to February 28th. Thank you very much.
Thank you.